What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of one of the last groups of enslaved people to be freed in the United States. On June 19th of 1865, the Union Army General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas to proclaim the end of slavery. The announcement of the news brought great jubilation to the black population of Texas, resulting in an annual celebration commemorating the date. For many decades, Juneteenth was a regional holiday celebrated in Texas and some neighboring southern states. It wasn't until the late 20th century that Juneteenth became commonly celebrated in cities across the United States. Today, Juneteenth is considered the longest-running African-American holiday, and some have even called it America's second Independence Day. On this week's show, we'll be looking back at one of the earliest known public Juneteenth celebrations in Indianapolis, and it happened on the Avenue. Before we look back at this early Naptown celebration of Juneteenth, let's hear how musicians who performed on the Avenue celebrated Black America's emancipation from slavery in their music. First, we'll hear a classic 1940 recording from Louis Jordan titled Juneteenth Jamboree. This song was written by Sammy Price, who was born in the state of Texas in 1908.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. In 1865, a hepcat started some jive. He said, come on, gate, and jump with me at the Juneteenth Jamboree. The rhythm was swinging at the picnic grounds, fried chicken floating all around. Everybody there was full of glee at the Juneteenth Jamboree. Trumpets flaring in the air, mellow barbecue everywhere, clarinets moaning in the hall.
That was Louis Jordan with Juneteenth Jamboree. On this week's show, we're celebrating Juneteenth, which has also been called Freedom Day. And up next, we'll hear a classic jazz recording from Max Roach and Abby Lincoln titled Freedom Day. Max Roach and Abby Lincoln performed on Indiana Avenue in January of 1965. At the famous Pink Poodle Nightclub.
Whisper, listen, whisper, say we're free. Rumors rying, must be lying, can it really be? Can't conceive it, can't believe it, but that's what they say. Slave no longer, this is Freedom Day. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Throw those shackling chains away. Everybody that I see says it's really true, we're free.
That was Max Roach and Abby Lincoln with Freedom Day. On this week's show, we're celebrating Juneteenth, a holiday that commemorates the day that black Texans received news of Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. In 1963, the great Duke Ellington celebrated the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation by composing a musical stage play titled My People. Duke Ellington and his orchestra made two celebrated appearances on Indiana Avenue at the legendary Sunset Terrace nightclub. Up next, we'll hear a piece from Duke Ellington's My People, titled King Fit the Battle of Alabama.
King Fit the Battle of Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, King Fit the Battle of Back and the Bull Jump, nasty, ghastly, nasty. Bull turned the hoses on the church people, church people. Oh, church people, boom, turn the hoses on the church people, and the water came splashing, dashing, crashing.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Duke Ellington with King Fit the Battle of Alabama, written in 1963 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. On this week's show, we're celebrating Juneteenth, a holiday that commemorates the date that black Texans were freed from slavery. Today, Juneteenth is commonly celebrated in cities across the United States, but for many years, Juneteenth was largely a regional celebration in Texas and its bordering states. One of the earliest known public celebrations of Juneteenth in Indiana happened right here on the Avenue. On June 19th of 1953, an all-star Juneteenth concert was staged at Indiana Avenue's legendary Sunset Terrace nightclub. The event was sponsored by the Black Firemen and Policemen of Indianapolis and was advertised as a fundraiser for local charities. The concert featured a lineup of notable 1950s R&B stars, including Johnny Otis, Marie Adams, Mel Walker, and Red Light. It is important to mention that all of these artists were affiliated with Peacock Records, an influential record label located in Houston, Texas, one of the most important locations associated with Juneteenth celebrations. For the remainder of this week's show, we'll be listening to music from the artists who performed at this historic Juneteenth concert in Indianapolis. And we'll get things started with music from vocalist Marie Adams. First, we'll hear Adams' 1952 smash hit, I'm Gonna Play the Honky Tonks. After that, we'll hear I'm Gonna Latch On and Ain't Car Crazy.
Crazy.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music celebrating Juneteenth after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of one of the last groups of enslaved people in the United States. For many decades, Juneteenth was a regional holiday celebrated in Texas and some neighboring southern states. It wasn't until the late 20th century that Juneteenth became commonly celebrated in cities across the United States. But on June 19th of 1953, a concert at Indiana Avenue's legendary Sunset Terrace became one of the earliest known public celebrations of Juneteenth in Indianapolis. The event was sponsored by the Black Firemen and Policemen of Indianapolis and was advertised as a fundraiser for local charities. The concert featured a lineup of notable 1950s R&B stars, including Johnny Otis, Marie Adams, Mel Walker, and Red Light. It is important to mention that all of these artists were affiliated with Peacock Records, an influential record label located in Houston, Texas, one of the most important locations associated with Juneteenth celebrations. On this week's show, we're celebrating Juneteenth by looking back at that concert and listening to some of the artists featured on that bill. Before the break, we heard three songs from vocalist Marie Adams, the concert's headline performer. And the famous band leader Johnny Otis received second billing on the lineup. Johnny Otis was one of the most unique and influential figures in the history of American popular music. Otis was a songwriter, singer, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. He was a major figure in early rock and roll music and is credited with discovering a long list of artists that includes Etta James, Big Mama Thornton, Johnny Ace, Jackie Wilson, and the Coasters. Otis was born to a family of Greek immigrants, but he grew up in a black neighborhood in California, and Otis lived the majority of his life within the black community. Johnny Otis is best remembered for his 1958 hit, Willie and the Hand Jive.
I know a cat named Way Out Willie. He got a cool little chick named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too.
But we'll be listening to some of his earlier tracks recorded around the time of his 1953 Juneteenth concert in Indianapolis. First, we'll hear two instrumentals from the Johnny Otis Band, Boogie Guitar and Hangover Blues. After that, we'll hear two tracks featuring Johnny Otis on lead vocals, Shake It and I Won't Be Your Fool No More. Thank you.
y'all to listen to me carefully, because we're going to learn how to shake it right now. Now, in a minute, we're going to cut out, and I want you to cool with it. Then I'm going to say shake it, and I want y'all to get it. Now, hold it. Don't move a pound. Now, shake it. That cat in the corner. Didn't take him long to catch on. I see you, Daddy. Go on and wail there.
Oh, shake that thing.
Shake it, baby, shake it. You hear? Bye-bye, baby. I won't be your fool no more. Bye bye, baby. I won't be your fool no more. Going home and leave you, baby.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Juneteenth by looking back at a historic Juneteenth concert that happened at Indiana Avenue's Sunset Terrace nightclub in 1953. We just heard four songs from the bandleader Johnny Otis. The Johnny Otis Orchestra served as the house band for the Juneteenth concert. And up next, we'll hear two tracks from Red Light, one of the featured vocalists during the show. First, we'll hear The Little Red Hen, followed by Cool and Easy.
Hey, Mr. Rooster, said a little red hen, meet me in the alley about a quarter to ten. You may be big, big and stout, but I've got something that will knock you out. We're going to jump and shout tonight. Baby, take a tip from the little red hen. Come back, daddy, and try it again. Some take a hop, Susie Q, but I just want to boogie with you.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks from vocalist Red Light, one of the featured vocalists at a historic 1953 Juneteenth concert at Indiana Avenue's famous Sunset Terrace nightclub. The R&B singer Mel Walker was also featured on that date, and we'll end this Juneteenth celebration with two classic songs from Walker, The Candles Burning Low and Call Operator 210.
Baby, the candles burning low, I guess it's time for me to go. Little mama, you know the candles burning low, I guess it's time for me to go. Baby, you don't want my loving, and I don't want to live anymore.
Hello?
Hello, Mel.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call?
I'm Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for joining us for this special edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue as we look back at Johnny Otis and Marie Adams' historic 1953 Juneteenth concert at the Sunset Terrace, one of the earliest known Juneteenth celebrations in Naptown. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
If you really want to play, please get set aside a day. Grab your duds and come with me, the Juneteenth Jamboree. Man, they really pitch a ball, load of wigs, jobs and all. Everything is strictly free, the Juneteenth Jamboree. There's no shirking, no one's working, everybody stops. Guns are chopping, corks are popping, doing the Texas hop. If you really want a spree, chicks galore, I'll guarantee.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown.